welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. I am so happy that you could join us today. My name is Rebecca. What is the first thing that comes to your mind when you think of cheese and fondue? Yum! Delicious. Well, I think of fondue. Well, when I think of fondue, I think of cheese fondue and chocolate fondue. And just where might you find this food? You guessed it, Switzerland. Well, our lesson today is called Geneva in Winter. And we're going to be talking a little bit about fondue later today. But I have a question. What city is a skiing hub? What city is a skiing hub? Try to answer that question. And, of course, think about fondue. Okay, let's get started.
Geneva in Winter. A cheese and chocolate lover's delight. Close proximity to the Swiss Alps makes Geneva a skiing hub, with 313 ski resorts within 3 hours of the city. But you don't have to be a skier to appreciate the area's natural beauty. The city itself affords splendid views of the snow-capped mountains and access to Switzerland's largest body of water, Lac Léman, or Lake Geneva. Jet d'eau, the lake's landmark fountain, and one of the tallest in the world, shoots water up to a height of 140 meters.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 proximity 这个不可数名词 ，proxim 这个字根是指靠近或接近。所以 proximity 是指接近、临近或者是接近的程度。注意它的重音是在 xi 这个音节念成 proximity。例如 ,the proximity of the enemies was intimidating to all the townspeople. 敌军的接近让这个城镇所有居民都感到惊恐。如果要说明跟哪一个地点或对象的接近度的话是用 to 这个介系词。例如 ,the location of the new office building is in close proximity to an MRT station. 新的办公大楼的地点非常靠近捷运站。接下来我们看的是 hub 这个名词。hub 是指中心或焦点。例如 ,the cafe is a social hub for the students of this college. You can meet almost everyone there. 这家咖啡厅是这所大学学生们的社交中心。在那里几乎你什么人都可以遇得上。或者是 London is one of the major financial hubs in Europe. 伦敦是欧洲重要金融中心之一。Hub 也可以指交通枢纽。例如 Hong Kong has long been an important aviation hub in Asia. 香港长久以来都是亚洲重要的航空枢纽。
Gabe, I'm actually really excited about this lesson.
Well, why is that, Rebecca?
Because our lesson is called Geneva in Winter. And do you know what country Geneva is in?
Let's see. Let me make a wild guess here. Switzerland.
Hey, you peeked, didn't you? But yes, Geneva is in Switzerland. And when I was young, I lived in Switzerland, so...many years ago.
So this lesson brings back memories. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. And I've even been to Lake Geneva. We talk about Lake Geneva in the lesson.
Mm-hmm.
I've been there.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
So you've seen some of the places that our lesson mentions.
Some of the places, but mm-hmm. definitely not all of the places. Anyway, I definitely love Switzerland. I love talking about Switzerland. So...I'm excited for today's lesson.
Well, it sounds like Rebecca would recommend that everybody should go to Switzerland. Should we go to Geneva in winter?
That is a very good question because when I was in Switzerland, mm-hmm. I was there from August to November, so it wasn't quite winter yet.
Oh, it was the very tail end of autumn, right?
Yes.
Well, Geneva could be a good place to visit in autumn or the winter, and our lesson is called Geneva in Winter, and we read here, A Cheese and Chocolate Lover's Delight. You know, when I think of Switzerland, I do think of cheese and chocolate.
I do too. Now, what is up with this phrase, lover's delight? Of course, you saw the words cheese and chocolate before lover's delight. So you use this phrase if there's something that you really like, maybe it's cheese or chocolate, and it's a delight because it's a place that you like a lot and it brings you a lot of pleasure.
You know, Rebecca, this reminds me of a place called the Rose House Tea House. I think you might like it because it is a tea lover's delight.
Ah, I like tea, so it probably would be a great place for me to go.
I think so, too. So, friends, there are other things you can use to, or other ways you can use this phrase, something lover's delight. We read here, close proximity to the Swiss Alps makes Geneva a skiing hub. So that means a lot of people go here for skiing.
And that is the answer to the question I asked earlier. What city is a skiing hub? And the answer is
Geneva.
Geneva. And we learn more about this with 313 ski resorts within 3 hours of the city. That's a lot of ski resorts within a very short distance.
Yeah, I think so too. Okay, but if you do know something about Switzerland, you've probably heard that a lot of people go there for skiing. Well, we read on here, but you don't have to be a skier to appreciate the area's natural beauty. What does that mean?
Well, you don't have to be something to something else. So we're talking about Switzerland here. We're talking about Geneva and how this is a place a lot of skiers like to go to. So you can use this phrase in reference to basically saying that you don't have to be a certain type of person to enjoy a place that it's known for.
That's right, or something that it's known for. For example, when I think of ballet, I think, okay, that's something that girls or ladies can enjoy. But you don't have to be a woman to enjoy ballet or a good performance, right? You don't have to be a child to appreciate Disneyland. Everybody loves Disneyland.
Exactly. And we read, the city itself affords splendid views of the snow-capped mountains and access to Switzerland's largest body of water. Let's talk about this word, to afford something. Now, typically, when I hear this word, oh, I can afford to go on a trip, I usually think of, oh, I have enough money to do something. But in our lesson, it just means that you allow someone to have something pleasant or necessary.
That's right. It's like it supplies or provides something. Like this tree affords plenty of shade. You know, our lessons here afford plenty of useful information.
And let's take a look at these snow-capped mountains.
Oh, yeah.
Snow-capped mountains are just mountains with lots of snow. I know that you knew that, though. And, of course, let's take a look at the largest body of water, Lake Geneva.
Lake Geneva, or Lac Leman, right? And we read on here about this fountain, Jadot, the lake's landmark fountain and one of the tallest in the world, shoots water up to a height of 140 meters. And you can see how tall that is right here.
Well, right now, it's time for us to learn something new in the
Info Cloud.
Hello friends, welcome to InfoCloud. We all know that some products have an influence on culture. The smartphone and the personal computer are good examples.
But products also have an influence on language. Yesterday, I just saw a pillow referred to as the Swiss Army knife of pillows.
Sometimes a product becomes so popular, people start using its brand name as a common name.
Kleenex is a perfect example of this. In the United States, Kleenex is also used as the common name for facial tissue. So if you ask for a Kleenex, any tissue will do.
And sometimes brand names become verbs. Nowadays, it is not unusual to use Google as a verb. I Googled myself for the first time yesterday.
Now, there is no need to tell us what you found, but Ken means he looked himself up on the internet.
But sometimes brand names are used as metaphors. So if something is, for example, the Ferrari of blenders, it means that it is high quality, well-designed, expensive, and fast.
So if something is referred to as the Swiss Army knife of pillows, for example, it means that it is of high quality and has been designed to be useful in many different ways.
Now, a Swiss Army knife is a pocket knife that also includes many other useful tools, like a bottle opener, scissors, screwdrivers, and other tools depending on the model.
And this pillow really was the Swiss Army knife of pillows. It's also an alarm clock, speakers, and a high-quality pillow.
在英文里头，有很多产品的商标已经不只是表示原本的产品。 而是用来表示某样东西的通称或代名词，例如 Kleenex 是一个商标，但许多人把它当作 facial tissue 面纸的代名词。有些产品在它的领域中是一个佼佼者，因此也成为一个代名词，像 Swiss Army knife 瑞士刀，因为它具备各式各样的工具，你就可以用 Swiss Army knife 来形容任何多功能的产品。 一个 Swiss Army knife of pillows 一定是一个多功能的枕头。Ferrari 是法拉利，那是一个高档的超跑，所以一个 Ferrari of blenders 就是一个有高性能的果汁机，那个一定是果汁机中的佼佼者。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air. Hey everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom. Do you like the mountains? Do you like skiing? Do you like to eat fondue, both cheese and chocolate fondue? If so, Geneva, Switzerland just might be the place for you. We're learning about this amazing city, Geneva, which, of course, is in Switzerland. We've already learned about Lake Geneva, and now it's time for us to learn more about Geneva. Let's do that now.
Geneva in winter. Catch the best views from the Ban de Paqui, an artificial peninsula on Lake Geneva, and a destination for everyone, regardless of age, budget, or season. During summer, you can play on the beach or in public swimming baths. During winter, relax in the sauna or Turkish bath, or enjoy a massage. Afterward, head to the Buffet restaurant for fondue, the national dish of Switzerland. If you like cheese, you will savor fondue. Although it is eaten year-round, winter provides the perfect weather for it. You eat it by dipping pieces of bread into a pot of hot melted cheese. Delicious!
OK， 继续我们看 massage 这个名词 ，massage 是指按摩或推拿。例如 ，After a nice long massage, all my fatigue disappeared. 经过又舒服又时间充足的按摩之后，我所有的疲惫都消失了。或者是 foot massages are good for your circulation. 脚底按摩对血液循环很有帮助。massage 也可以当动词，例如 the coach massaged the boxer's shoulders to help relax his muscles. 教练帮这位拳击手按摩他的肩膀，帮助他放松肌肉。 这我们看的是 savor 这个动词 ，savor 是指享受美食或品尝。例如 ，many gourmands come to this restaurant to savor its cuisine and enjoy its quality of service。许多美食家到这家餐厅享受美味料理以及高品质的服务。或者是 put down your smartphone and savor every bite of your food。把手机放下来，好好的品尝每一口食物。Savor 也可以当名词，例如 a little sea salt will add some savor to the dessert. 一点点海盐可以让这道甜点增添一些风味。And now let's get back to our teachers.
And our lesson says, catch the best views from the Bond Paqui. Now, what are you going to catch the best views of? Do you remember? Ah, yes, Jet Do.
Exactly. So you can see here in this picture, there is that fountain Jadot in the distance. And right here, right around here, this is this peninsula, this artificial or man-made peninsula. And there are artificial beaches there as well, where people can enjoy a view of Jadot.
And this is a great destination for everyone, regardless of age, budget, or season.During summer, you can play on the beach or in public swimming baths. It's very interesting because I never really thought of a bath as being a public swimming bath. But
yeah, that's a good point, Rebecca. Sometimes we can talk about a bath. It's not just your bathtub in your house. If it's a public swimming bath, it's the same as saying it's a public swimming pool of some kind.
Exactly. So, during winter, relax in the sauna or Turkish bath or enjoy a massage. So, of course, here on the screen, you see the words sauna and hot tub. What is the difference between the two? Well, you know what a sauna is. It's basically just a room in a building that often is made of wood. And you go inside and it's really, really warm. You have the steam, mm-hmm. and it keeps you hot, right?And then a hot tub, on the other hand, is it's like this large container full of hot water. Sometimes it has jets or bubbles that come out.
Yeah, that's right. And people like to enjoy saunas and hot tubs for different reasons. You might be able to get a nice massage with some of those strong jets in a hot tub. So which do you prefer? I know a lot of gyms have saunas. My uncle Matthew has a hot tub in his backyard. And they're both...fun. They just have different purposes.
Exactly. But what about a Turkish bath?
Oh, yeah.
Now, what might this look like? Well,
yeah.
Right here.
This person is on a stone slab, okay, and it looks like she's covered in bubbles. This looks really comfortable because it's a Turkish bath, but you're getting a massage at the same time.
But if you don't want the, I guess, the bath part, you can just get a massage.Well, anyway, afterward, head to the Buvette restaurant for fondue, the national dish of Switzerland. Now, I know you're probably wondering, what is fondue? Well, of course, fondue is, or a type of fondue, is cheese fondue.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just this melted cheese that's put in a pot, so it's kept warm, and you can dip bread and other kinds of things inside the cheese.
Oh, do keep talking, Rebecca. That makes me hungry. I would love to have some fondue right now. Did you bring some?
No.
Oh.
Makes me very sad because I love fondue.
Yeah. And you know, just like Rebecca said,
mm-hmm.
she was talking about cheese fondue. Usually when we just say fondue, the idea is that it's cheese. However, there are different types of fondues. Another kind is chocolate fondue. Rebecca, have you ever dipped a strawberry into chocolate fondue?
Absolutely.And it's heavenly, meaning it's so delicious. And actually, mm-hmm. if you like cheese or chocolate, you will savor fondue.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you
bet. Oh, my goodness. Rebecca, would you rather have cheese fondue or chocolate fondue?
That's a very difficult question, but I probably would choose cheese over chocolate.
Okay. I think it depends on the time. Maybe if it's at a party...I might choose cheese fondue, but maybe for dessert somewhere at a buffet, I'll have the chocolate fondue.
Ah, yes. And of course, I'm sure you're going to savor every bite.
Oh, yes.
Now, if you savor something, this just means that you enjoy your food so much, you try to appreciate it, and so you will eat it slowly.
And I like that you said savor every bite, okay? That's a common phrase if you really enjoy something. Now, there's a related word, and that's the word savory. You add a Y to this word. Savory basically means salty.
That's right, or something that's not sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so back to this fondue. You eat it by dipping pieces of bread into a pot of hot melted cheese. Delicious.
Well, Rebecca, what is next?
Well, I think today is a great day to play a game. This game, of course, is called Test Your Teacher. And today's players are all the way from...
Jingle Senior High School!
Wow, I love the excitement. In their hands, they are holding words that appear in your magazine from today's lesson, friends. So they're going to describe these words, and Rebecca and I are going to guess.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever guesses the fastest will get a point. And if we guess at the same time, we both get a point. So first of all, what are our team names? Let's start over here.
Legendary Freestyle!
Legendary Freestyle. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a nice name. And our team name is?
Krusty Krabs.
We're the Krusty Krabs.
Ah, sounds like a night market dish. Very nice.
A bit delicious.
Yes, I'm sure. Well, let's begin, shall we? Rebecca, we'll start with your team, the Krusty Krabs. One, two, three, go.
It's a sweet and it's mostly dark.
Chocolate.
Oh, did I guess that first?
That's 1 point. It's opposite to pressure.
Relaxing?
Yeah.
Very
what
nice.
What of the season is very cold?
Winter.
Yes.
What?
Another word for test.
Eat.
Yes.
Okay, good. Three for me.
It's one of the season.
Summer.
Oh, yes.
Oh, sounds like...
When something is very tasty, you said it is...
Delicious.
Fever. Yes.
Oh. Delicious. Nice job. Gabe?
It's a high place and you can go hiking.
Mountain. Oh, that's right. Very good.
Which planet do you live
Earth.
In? No, it's another world.
Planet. World.
World.
The world. Ah, very nice.
That can make you relax.
Sauna.
Yes. Oh, nice.
One of the country in Europe.
Switzerland?
Yes.
It's a sport that is similar
Tennis.
To skate.
Skiing.
Skiing? Oh, Rebecca, you got that one.
It's high.
Height.
Yes.
Hi. Oh, hi. Very nice.
It's a place and you can go to have meal.
A restaurant.
Yes.
No.
Yes, 7 points.
It's like Taipei 101 in Taiwan.
It is like
tall.
Taipei 101. It's tall.
Tall.
No.
Building.
No.
Building. Hi.
A special place in some country.
Special place in some country?
Yeah, it's famous.
It is famous. It
and
is.
It's called...
Oh, no.
It's called?
Something high?
Something really tall, like...
Wait, time is up. Hold on a second, Rebecca. Actually, I want to know what this word is. Can you tell us the word?
Landmark.
Oh, it's a landmark.
Oh, it's a landmark.
Rebecca, we didn't get that word. But
I got 7 points.
I got 7 points, too. But I'm sure that our friends watching got that word, landmark. It looks like it's a tie today.
It's a tie.
Everyone did a great job. Okay, right now it is time for us to say goodbye. We'll see you all next time right here on
Studio Backroom.
A lifetime. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.